Wednesday to you. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is March the 6th. It is the Wednesday of the third week of Lent. Today on the program, we're going to talk for the next 5 minutes about the importance of setting a good example. It's a pretty short gospel from today's daily mass, but I think it's an important one. It's a powerful one, and it's one that really is, it can be difficult to put into practice, setting a good example. Sometimes we don't really think about the fact that somebody could be watching us, and also sometimes we just don't feel like setting a good example. You know, we might be in a bad mood, we might not be, even if we're following and we believe in what the church teaches and we're trying our best to follow Jesus, we might just have a bad day that we don't feel like publicly showing anybody or going out of our way to set a good example by smiling, by being agreeable, by expressing our faith, even though we're faced with a difficult problem. Sometimes we just don't feel like it. But Jesus tells us today the importance, number one, of following the commandments, his commandments, the law, teachings of the church, really is what it boils down to for those of us who are Catholic Christians, and then by setting a good example, both by doing the right thing and by not doing the wrong thing. Both of them are equally important. And, you know, it's funny. A few weeks ago, I was speaking in Oregon, Ohio, and it's a town right outside of Toledo, Ohio. I was giving a 3-day Give Up Worry for Lent parish mission there. And I went into the local supermarket. I was driving down the street, and people were recognizing me. It was a small enough town that people were noticing me. Somebody talked to me in the supermarket saying, "I'll be at your parish mission." And somebody pulled up next to me while I was driving down one of the main streets and said, "Would you like to go to breakfast?" Because they had just heard me speak at church. And it was a reminder for me. Now, look, those of you who know me, and even if you don't know me, I really do my best to practice what I preach. The last thing I ever want to be is a phony, because then why should you listen to me? So it's important for, I think, all of us to recognize that people are watching, especially once they know we're Christians. They're watching us. And a lot of people in today's society are anti-Christian. They're anti-Jesus. They're anti-the Catholic Church, anti-religion in general. And if we are trying to do our duty of evangelizing, of sharing the faith with others in an attempt to get them to draw closer to our Lord, and our actions don't back up our words, they're going to consider us hypocrites and not listen to us. So it's very important to understand that people are watching, and we as Christians are not only called to obey Jesus in the teachings of his church, but to publicly display that in our own lives to others, or, you know, not just to assent to the teachings, yes, I believe in this, that, or the other teaching, but to live it, to live that belief. The gospel from today's daily mass is Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19, very simple, only two verses. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So there's the reminder from Jesus that we are called to obey his teachings, but also to show others, to show an example for others. Many times, our example is more powerful than our words. Don't underestimate the fact that people are watching, that people are looking to you as an example of what it means to follow a Christian, to be a Christian. That means being cheerful when you don't feel like it, being kind, being like Jesus. People are watching, and it's up to us to set a good example. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.